Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Legit Kai Podcast, and in today's episodes we're going to be talking about movies and potentially series as well. Okay, let's start off with the first question, everyone. So it's not what's your favorite movie, it's why do you watch movies? It's why do you watch movies? Liam, for what reasons would you ever want to watch a movie?
Well, when I watch a movie like at home or at the cinema, because those are two different reasons, aren't they?
Well, both.
Well, cinema so that I can eat popcorn in peace.
Is that the only reason?
Well, and nachos.
Well, why don't you just buy the food without the movie?
It would because if you eat it at home, you feel fat.
Not at home, just go to a restaurant.
What restaurant do you popcorn. Go to that serves popcorn?
At a restaurant. Dolores serves popcorn.
The what?
Dolores.
Dolores, isn't that a car?
It's a DeLorean. I don't know. What? Okay, wait. Move on. Okay, so you go to the cinema to eat popcorn and eat nachos, okay? And at home?
At home, just to waste time. So I don't have to do my chemistry.
To waste time or to eat food. Okay. Ivan, what about you?
The question, why I watch movies?
Yeah, like, why of all things would you decide to sit down and watch a movie?
Well, because if I choose a good movie, then I can get something from it. There's either like a message in it, or it's just really good or really funny. So there's like entertainment from it. Or if it's a documentary or like a historical film, then it's like some form of knowledge or like, you know, focus up on a certain subject. So it gives you something. It's supposed to give you something.
To give your life meaning. That's why you watch them.
Sure.
So that's a way better answer than Liam's. What about you, Nick?
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to agree with Liam about watching movies at home. It is mainly just procrastination. But I will disagree on the cinema front, because going to the cinema, either for the atmosphere or for watching a movie that I'm genuinely actually excited to watch.
Counterpoint, we went to the movies when Friday and your fat ass ate the entire popcorn, so
hey, I said atmosphere. Atmosphere's included, popcorn's included in the atmosphere, like
what?
Huh?
That's on the same brain wavelength, not like Aram saying that you can get popcorn in a fucking restaurant.
No, it isn't, because you go to the cinema, you got like a darker room, a huge screen, good sound, popcorn in your hand, drink in the other, maybe some friends with you. That's like the whole atmosphere, the feeling of going to the cinema. Like, it belongs to going to the cinema. Like, I won't go to the cinema and not have popcorn.
Like how you said, friends and not a date. By the show,
Look, it's never gonna happen. The friends are like 1,000 times more likely, so yeah.
Okay, swiftly moving on. So is there any movie that changed the way you viewed the world? You just saw one movie, like 1 hour, 45 minutes, 2 hours, and you just decided that your whole life was a lie.
Yes, Tenet.
Okay.
Went to that
Elaborate.
Movie. I wasn't confused. Came out of that movie. I still don't know what the fuck happened. And it's been 3 months.
I went to see it 3 times and I still don't know what happened.
You left halfway through it, Aaron. I still don't get how.
No, wait, I finished watching it. I must say, that it became a lot clearer towards the end, but not as clear as I would hope it to be. I don't understand what happened.
Well, the movie basically did the beginning, the middle, and at the end, it explained the ending. It didn't explain anything that happened beforehand. So you watch the movie, you know what happened at the end. You just don't know how the fuck it started.
And you just can't remember how it started because there's so many things that happened between the start and the end.
Yeah, that's the point. It's confusing as hell.
Mark me down confused and...
No. Trying to think if there's another movie that's this confusing. Probably Interstellar was also kind of weird.
I think I fell asleep during that movie. It was boring.
Boy, if you don't shut your mouth.
Interstellar was good.
Wait, is it the movie where they go to like a planet where time moves slower or something?
Worthless.
Oh yeah, I fell asleep with that.
Worthless. Look, I have a list in my phone with my top 10 movies, and on second place is Interstellar.
Let's hear that list. Let's judge it.
Okay, judge me. I'm ready. So number one is Whiplash.
No fucking one that is.
Wow. Two, Interstellar. Three, Fury. Four, The Green Mile. Five, The Imitation Game. Six, Inglourious Bastards. Seven, The Dark Knight. Or like overall, like the trilogy, I couldn't choose. Eight, The Warrior. Or just Warrior. Nine, American Sniper. And 10, Fight Club.
I know like three of those movies.
Yeah.
I know a good majority of them. What's the first one? What's Whiplash?
Whiplash, it's about a drummer. And it's like a very complicated relationship of him and his teacher. And it's sort of like, it's really good. It's really good. The dude from Spider-Man plays in there.
Which Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire?
He was working with the newspaper. He was buying his photos.
Oh.
The mean guy with, he always had like a cigar.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That one, and he's bold in the movie, and he plays it really well, and it's just a good movie overall, and I love it. So, yeah.
I mean, I'll agree with some of them, apart from number two.
You didn't even watch it, apparently.
No, I watched a good part of it.
No, if you only remember that they were at a planet that where the time moved slower.
No, because this is the thing. I don't know in which order everything happened. I know that at a certain point they were in a planet where there was a lot of water and this weird ass robot.
Towards the beginning, I would say.
Yeah. And then I don't know what happened next. I think after that I fell asleep. And then I woke up and then this dude is just floating and moving dust. When I tell you, I was very confused.
Maybe you should rewatch the movie.
Film to actually understand it.
Well, yeah, but like,
no. You mean, oh. Okay, wait. What was the question? Oh, yeah, Ivan, do you have any movie that like changed the way you viewed things or the world?
Yes, I do.
Which one?
So number 10 on my list, Fight Club. So basically Fight Club, and major spoilers, if you haven't seen it, you're whack. Fight Club is about a dude that starts off as a depressed dude that can't sleep and develops into a dual personality, second alter ego, and just tries and fuck up the world because it has gone too far, basically, and he doesn't like it.
Too far to shit, or?
Not stated. Mm-hmm. It's a make up your own mind. And for me, it's just been like, after I watched it recently again, because I watch it like, it's like five times a year, at least. And, boy, you let me finish. And once I'm like, 23, 25, when I have my degree and I am not gonna get accepted into any like medical institutes, I will just try and destroy the world as I know it, not by killing people or hurting anybody or dropping atomic bombs, but like burning a whole bank with like the papers in it and like not just the money but the like the savings accounts and the fucking the mortgages and all of that. Even though I'm afraid it's all on computers these days and it's like backed up in cloud. So I'll go and kill Steve Jobs again, even though he's dead, and I'll just make sure cloud is destroyed and if like the whole world would go to shit. Yeah, this just opened my eyes.
Did anyone record this? Liam, are you dialing the police?
No.
What do you mean, huh? So basically, this one movie made you into a psychopath. You just want to watch the world burn.
I don't want to watch the world burn. Oh yeah, no. Let me say it. I'll say it, and then you judge. But you have to let me finish.
Okay.
So, I do want to watch the world burn. However, I don't want to watch the people burn. I only want to watch some people burn, like the people that are too like money attached and like care about money. I mean, like the wealthy people that are like go like money, and all those people because they're like bad people, and then like very, 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 very bad people, no, I'm not gonna say it. Just bad people overall, and like I think that there's too much of us, and that there should be like a little Thanos snap. Like something should happen to like decrease us at least by 50%. And damn, if I could go with it, oh my god, it would be the dream. But unfortunately, we fucking developed a vaccine for the COVID, so yeah, we're fucked. But yeah,
I'm sure there will be another epidemic.
Yeah, 100 years, man. I'm not gonna be alive, even if I try.
No, you can create one.
No, but that's different. You kill innocent people that have tried to do good intentionally because, you know, poor people will die. Poor people don't really, you know, they're not really, it's not really their fault. So you sort of want to kill the people that are, or at least you want to affect the people that are responsible. But yeah, no. Too complicated to talk about it and not be in jail for at least like a 5 years until I like get my degree.
Good thing we're not posting this anywhere online where anyone can just listen to it.
Yeah. Thank God.
We've posted more stuff.
That's true. Yeah, well, I have a similar question to the one that just was.
Wait, I have a question. Shut up.
Okay.
It's my episode. It's not your episode anymore.
We'll take over.
My time to shine now. Wait, so now that Ivan has given us his favorite movies, even though some were questionable. What are you guys' favorite movies? Doesn't have to be top 10 because I can tell you like more than 2 or 3. Favorite movies of all time. Aaron.
Honestly, I have no idea. Probably.
Thank God you prepared the episode.
Probably. It would be How to Train Your Dragon. Because I fucking love animated movies, my dude. Nah, okay, hear me out. They make animated movies for little children, but in reality, the adults love them. Everyone loves them. And if you don't, I don't know what's wrong with you. Liam, because you.
No, also, I have never seen my parents go crazy for cars.
What? Bless McQueen. Ciao. No, I'm not talking. I'm not saying that all animated movies are good movies. I'm just saying that you can't really hate on animated movies or say that they're for children.
Well, no, I'm not saying they're for children. I'm just saying that, you know, How to Train Your Dragon isn't exactly a cinematic masterpiece.
It actually is.
What would you know?
Amazing. Liam? The trilogy is the best one I've ever seen.
So those are your top three movies. How to Train Your Dragon 1, 2, and 3.
Nah, 2 was kind of shit. 3 was on the weaker side as well.
So,
they were good.
You just
though.
Said the trilogy is a cinematic masterpiece, and you're saying second and third ones were shit.
Well, look, no, compared to the first.
Yes, they don't compare to the first, the OG one.
All right. Okay, Nick, answer. I'm done with this guy.
Unfortunately, I don't think How to Train Your Dragon makes my top three pick. I've got to say, for as confusing as Tenet was, I'd still probably put it third. It was pretty good, all in all. Left me questioning time, and that's always great. And I guess number two would be 42. Don't know about number one. It's a tough choice.
Oh, you just gave me a number. Hold on.
Yeah, it's actually a movie. It's literally just titled 42.
Actually, wait, Liam. I also think that The Theory of Everything was a really good movie. It's very good. But it doesn't compare to How to Train Your Dragon. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, so I asked my question.
Well, you didn't give us your list.
Yeah, right? Well, for how awful How to Train Your Dragon was, it's nowhere close to the top 1,000. So,
what did you just say?
God. Wait, I wasn't prepared for this to get to me, fuckers. I don't have the rankings, but these are the films. The Truman Show, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That film was amazing. Then, what? Probably Forrest Gump. You can tell how many films I've watched because none of them are fucking in the last
bullshitting
two decades. No, it's just I literally haven't watched that many films. One that I watched recently though, Parasite. Nick knows about it. Parasite is
what? Parasite?
Parasite. The Korean.
Is that the Korean one? Oh.
I
haven't seen that one.
A couple Oscars. Well, I wouldn't expect much from a guy that put How to Train Your Dragon in the top three movies of all time.
And you keep shitting on How to Train Your Dragon, and in the future, when that franchise takes over everything, for credit.
I'll await that future.
Well, on that note, is there any franchise that you wished had infinite movies or episodes? And you can even talk about series, if you want.
Series?
Ooh. Yeah, like the TV series. You know.
I'm thinking of one, just to hurt both you and Nick.
Which one?
It's in April.
Now, why would you go ahead with that?
I think it was actually left off as a masterpiece. Granted, she shouldn't have died, but you know.
Look,
shit happens.
She died to make you die inside. I think it's a fair trade off.
Yeah,
that's true. What about you, Ivan? No, Liam, shut up.
Sure, I didn't even get to answer.
What do you want?
Wait, let Ivan go first. Let me think.
Okay, Ivan.
The Office. Just the Office. Straight up, The Office. Call Me Basic, Suck My Dick and Beat My Ass with a Drum. But Office is
we
so good.
We can't put this in.
Yeah, we can, man. Yeah, we can. Shut the fuck up. It's just good. They put it on Check Netflix like 2 weeks ago. And like
you binged to watch it.
Oh my god, I watched it 3 times already, and now I'm watching the 4th time, and it's funnier every time. And people go, oh my god, you only watch The Office, you don't get any actual fucking anything for it. Bitch, I enjoy it. It makes me laugh. It helps my depression. It makes the voices saying kill yourself go away. Like, bruh, win-win. Plus, shut the fuck up, man. Plus, if there was infinite episodes, then it would mean that like the whole cast would just like eventually be replaced with a new one. It's like the human body. Like after 7 years, there's nothing in your human body that is the same as there was like 7 years before. And it would be really good. It would be fun to see because there would be ups and downs where there would be good actors and there would be bad actors, and it would just. I think it would just, you know, Office is such a. It's such open to interpretation, and like how would some people would decide to create it. So I think it would be good to have a lot of a lot of episodes.
But you wouldn't get bored of the series if you could watch it forever. Ivan?
Repeat, please.
So you wouldn't get like bored of the series. You would just keep on watching forever.
I think eventually I would get bored. However, you know, it's a hypothetical situation, so it probably wouldn't happen. But if some show should have to have this, I think for me it would have to be The Office. For me personally, it's just a personal opinion.
Okay. Good choice. What about you, Nick?
Honestly, I think
it can even be an anime if it has to.
Okay, I'm not standing for this fucking straight up discrimination.
Look,
you can take those How to Train Your Dragon films, show them up your ass, and leave.
Look, I think. Even with anime, I think after infinity episodes, it'd still be, at a certain point, it'd get repetitive, and if there was a storyline going throughout, I just couldn't be bothered to watch it. So, I don't think I'd want any series to go on infinitely long.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a good series, like 100, maybe 1,000 episodes might still be doable.
So we're basically talking like One Piece.
That's repetitive as shit, though. People just don't want
to
admit
it. That's what I said. Like, if it manages to actually be non-repetitive, I think you could get like 100.
Wait, hold on, Nick. What do you mean 100 episodes? Like, that's way too little.
Look.
The rookie numbers, I can watch it in a day.
Like, there's a lot of series that have well over 100 episodes.
Name them.
And most of them are good, if not all of them.
Most anime.
Look.
It's not even true.
Look. It doesn't matter. So okay, but not for infinity, but which series is the one you would like another season of, like, or something?
Another
like
season of,
like, right now?
Yeah. Not right now. Like, once it would end, like, which you would say, ah, yes, okay, give me another season of that, please.
Damn. You know what? Sticking with the anime theme, if Odd Taxi made a second season with another plot twist, I wouldn't mind.
Okay, no spoilers. I haven't seen that, so.
Well, you better. Pretty damn good.
What about you, Liam?
Finally, the discrimination is over. What was the first question?
There was the first question?
Oh, yeah. Which series should have the most episodes?
Most episodes, no, which?
Infinity. Well,
kinda. Yeah. Yeah.
None. Like no series should have infinite episodes. After a set amount of episodes, it gets so repetitive that it's just no one's ever gonna watch it again. This would happen to like most TV shows that either failed or just stopped production.
Yeah, but they milked it till the very end.
Yeah, look at Game of Thrones. They milked it right down to fucking till it crashed and burned.
So there's no series that you would want another season of, even.
Another season of? Yeah.
Which one?
Right now? Nick, you haven't watched it. Squid Game. Like, if another season comes out now, I'll watch it. That shit was fire.
After you saw the first episode and just put it aside and was like, nah, not that good. Now it's good.
No, here's the thing, man. I watched the first 3 episodes and I'm like, okay, why is this so talked about? Because realistically, the first 3 episodes were just like them playing a couple games. I'm like, okay, this is getting repetitive.
They died in the first episode.
Yeah, but like, come on, you already know the main cast. You already get told the main cast, and you're like, okay, you're gonna stick with them until the very end. Wait, Nick, are you planning
which
to watch
not
this?
Not true.
Wait, shut the fuck up. True. Shut the fuck up. Wait, Nick, are you planning to watch this?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Defen. No, Defen.
Not mute.
Okay.
Yeah, like they killed off Ali, my boy Ali, Pakistani.
Bro, when the fucking episode 6 happened. Bitch, that was such a betrayal. I wasn't ready for that. Fucking, they killed half the cast.
Yeah,
they're like, fuck you. Also, when the girl dies, I don't know her fucking name. The very last episode, that was sad.
It's depressing.
I will say, though, that I was kind of expecting that something was gonna happen for there to be a season 2 just because of how popular the fucking show was.
I don't understand why
the setup for the season 2 is kinda meh.
Yeah, wait, do you know why he dyed his hair red?
That's just because he wanted to like look different and something like that. He wanted to like change himself. Into a different man, which is why he also wanted to go and see his daughter and shit. It wasn't like symbolic or something. I think.
Alright. I'll tell Nick to undefin.
So yeah, another season of Squid Game would be good, I think.
Well, I would like, there will definitely be another season. But if
I'm talking about like another season of this quality, basically.
Oh, okay.
Because like, yeah, there's going to be another season. Same thing as like, what was there another season of? Have you seen Community?
No.
Have you heard of it?
I know, yeah. I know what it is about.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you seen Community?
Yes.
Okay. See, he'll understand.
Well, No, I didn't.
No, you didn't? Sorry. Okay, then. Anyways. Community was like, I think the first 2 seasons were like good. And then I think first 3? Anyway, like somewhere in between like season 3 or 4, it was like change of everything because the main storyline kind of already ended, but it was doing so well that people could like milk, like some studios could milk it for more money. And you could see the change in quality from season 4 and season like 3. Season 3 was like well written, like funny. There's a bit of like action and everything. Season 4 just went straight down. Bottom ratings everywhere. That's something like a season with the same level of the first season of Squid Game. That would be good.
All right. I'll get you with that. Oh yeah, here's the one you've all been waiting for. Which movie or series made you cry? Liam?
No.
Go on, it's okay.
Well, do you want like an extensive list? Because I have.
Yes. Give us the list.
Wait, so for movies, I'll start with like action movies. I think there's not a lot, I'll tell you what. Action movies. What is it? Oh, A Chico.
Oh, yeah.
That movie, like watching that as a kid, fuck me, that just destroyed me as a kid already. Oh, I think I rewatched it again like 2 years ago. Shouldn't have done that.
Hachigo was not a great movie.
Bro, that like, no, like it was the beginning of my downfall.
Marked the depression.
The start of my depression, yes. Nah, it was an amazing movie.
And, but very fucking sad.
Oh, extremely. You've seen, everyone's seen it here, right?
Yeah.
No. You haven't seen it, Ivan?
No, I haven't.
You have to see it. You have to see it. What's, it's about a dog. You love dogs.
How'd you know that? Shut the fuck up. Literally just told you shut the fuck up. What's the movie about? Tell me like a more of a story.
Basically, what is it? A orchestra conductor, I think he is, or a teacher?
Yeah, teacher.
A teacher at the music school takes in or adopts a, I don't know what the breed of the dog is.
Akita Inu. It's, nah. Say a dog.
You say, adopts a dog, a puppy. And they basically just, it's a story about just them growing up together, basically. And then, oh, but this is a spoiler, isn't it?
No, yeah. It's okay. I'm not going to watch it.
You know, at this point, if you haven't watched it, what's wrong with you? Like, I'll say what I need to say. Basically, nearing the end of the film, maybe in the middle, something like that. Basically, the orchestra conductor, oh yeah, I should say that the dog every time goes with the owner to like the train station, and the owner leaves with the train to go to like, I don't know where, to the university, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dog always like waits for him there at the train station. And basically, one day the teacher leaves and he has like a heart attack at the university and he dies. And of course, the dog stays there waiting for him because he doesn't understand that he's dead.
Oh, baby.
And I think he passes like the next year or 2 years just waiting there constantly for him.
It's for like 9 years.
9 years. He waits 9 years for him for his return. And of course, he never comes back.
Bruh, don't finish. Do not finish. That's what you do not.
And yeah.
Bruh.
But now there's a statue of him.
I mean, you can't judge the movie if you haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
I'm already judging it's going to be sad as shit.
It is. Well, anyway, someone speak of something else. I need to recover emotionally from that.
I even tell us about my movies where I have cried.
Yes.
So first movie is The Amazing Spider-Man 2, because I was watching it. It's a really funny story. Wait, I was watching it, and you know how there used to be, before you could have like a computer work for like 3 hours straight, there was these little DVD players that you would have on like long car trips.
Oh yeah.
And then you would have like the little booklet with all the
series. Yeah. Oh my, yes.
CDs in it. And so we had that, and we were going from France, and there's this little passage where you just go in, like, that there's like a lot of turns, and you go downhill, and it's like every time we used to go there, you used to like throw up in the car because it was just too much for me. And I was like 5 to 7 when we were going down there, because we're going there like twice a year, because I could have, because I wasn't in school yet. And this one time, I'm like 9, and we're going down. And I'm like, So I'm watching The Amazing Spider-Man 2 because it was my favorite movie at the time. So I was watching it. We're going down. And I'm like, I think I need to throw up. And my dad goes like, if you throw up, I'm literally going to kill you. Like even if you make a sound, I'll literally kill you. This is because he got a new car and it was like all nice and fancy inside. And so we got down and I made it without puking. And I was like, yo, can you just stop here? I think I need to catch a breather. And so I stepped outside of a car when he stopped by a gas station or something. And I just threw up, and I didn't throw up on the car. I threw up next to it, but I like a lot of it went like on the wheel and a little bit on the doors, but none got inside. And so he gets out of the car, and I'm looking because the Spider-Man was still playing, and I'm looking at the Spider-Man, and he just hits me from the side, gives me a fucking backhand, and I'm sitting there on my ass in the snow, and I'm crying because it hurts like hell. And I go like, okay, cool. So I can get inside now, stop crying. And then I watched Spider-Man. I was still like, you know, my cheek was still very like red and it hurted. And then this really sad scene comes in. I think it was the one where like they fall down and it's like very emotional. Oh, yeah. And all of that. And then the Sandman leaves because he killed his Uncle Ben. It's the first one. I don't know. I'm not sure.
And this is the Amazing Spider-Man or the...
I have no fucking idea. It's just Spider-Man. It's the original one. It's the first one.
Oh, okay.
And as like the Sandman leaves and it's all like nice and there's this music is really sad. I just start crying and I've been crying for like 20 minutes because it was like combination of me seeing it for the first time. Like, not for the first time, but like, yeah, sort of for the first time because I haven't seen it in a long time probably. And together with like the slap I got from my dad for puking on his car and all that, and I've been seriously in 20 minutes nonstop just been crying hysterically in the car. And there's a video of me crying my ass out when there's like the credits rolling on the little screen in front of me, and it's just really funny. And second time when I cried was Sex Education, the second season, when the mom of Otis goes into labor and it's like really sad and she almost dies. So that's where I cried. But other than that,
hold on. That's a fucking spoiler.
Bro, not my problem. Should have watched it.
That's the third season, I think, actually.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's the third season. It's the newest season.
Yeah, that's the third. You should have caught up by now, Liam. It's been out for like a month.
Anymore. I don't watch it.
You should. Been out for over a month.
Oh, wow. That's so long.
That's not a spoiler anymore. What about you, Nick?
I think it's only fair if you go now, Aaron.
Well, of course, How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, my God, Nick, go.
I'm not cheating you.
You're not?
No. Like... It was 2010 when the first one came out, so I was like 7. And I legit, after the movie, started crying why dragons aren't alive so I can fucking tame one.
Oh my god.
I also think I saw like Jurassic Park right after that. Started crying why there are no dinosaurs alive. Oh, so that was like a roller coaster of emotions.
No wonder you turned out like this.
Liam, I just wanted to tame my own dragon.
Yeah, and your own dinosaur.
No, there. Look, honestly, I always like shed a tear during a sad scene. I just make sure no one ever sees it.
What's the most recent thing that's made you cry?
Probably Chemistry EE. Like a movie.
TV show. Or movie.
I'm trying to think.
All right, we'll move on to Nick. What's the most recent one that's made you cry?
I have no idea.
Even though I know, probably.
Like, I haven't actually watched a whole lot of movies or like, normal series in a while. So I guess, I mean, The Boy in Striped Pajamas was sad, but I watched that like 4 years ago. So I guess that's the most recent.
What's the most recent thing that's made you cry? TV show or movie?
If it's an anime, then there's been a lot in the last like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, let's kind of divert from anime for a second.
But yeah.
So we don't turn into a wee podcast.
I think that's been the most recent one, yeah.
Here, I'm still got no clue.
No, I think it was... It's called The Uncanny Counter. It's on Netflix. There was like this really fucking sad scene with a dude and his dead parents. Just, you know, him letting them go. Fucking cried. Not cried, it was like shed
a few tears. Just laughed.
No. Look, if you can deal with the pain, just laugh through it. That's something you should live by. Something you should live by. Yeah, let's move on from that. Okay, this question. So, what element of the movie, of a movie, do you think makes it enjoyable? Like, what's the most important one?
Villain.
Okay, what if it's a movie that doesn't have a villain?
Then I don't watch it.
Okay, so the villain, Nick, what about you?
The music, the soundtrack.
Just go to a concert.
Jesus, you watched Christ. Venom recently and he was stuck at the, you know, post-credit scene and he got that song stuck in his head now. That's why he said music.
I see. What about you, Ivan?
I think it's the meaning. If the meaning has enough meaning, then the movie has enough meaning and it can be good. Because there can be a good movie with good actors and good music and good plot. But if the meaning of the movie is shit, then it's just not going to be good. Because like, there's been movies that just kind of try to have no meaning. And their meaning was to have no meaning. And there was the shit meaning. And they've been bad. And there have been movies that wanted to have a very deep meaning, to be very mysterious and very like difficult to catch on, that were shit because of trying too much. But then there's been movies like Whiplash, for example, where the meaning of the movie is like a difficult relationship and overcoming obstacles and like moving on in life. And to a certain extent, like addiction. And I think that when the meaning is good enough, it depends on how they lay it out. But it all has to start with the meaning. So if the movie has a decent meaning, it has a big potential to be good.
So is it something like if the movie has relevant themes to the real world or like to everyday life?
No. Absolutely doesn't have to be. All it has to have is a reason for existing, sort of.
Oh, okay.
If the movie just exists, then it's not good. And if the movie tries really hard to exist and to look like it exists the most, then it's also not really good.
What's the meaning behind Interstellar?
There's a big meaning behind Interstellar. So the meaning is that we as human species are invading Earth, and all we're doing is just taking a big-ass straw, putting it into the Earth's core, and pulling out all the life from it. And eventually, we have to choose in a very unethical question whether we're going to follow humanity and society and go onto another planet, or if we die with it, or if we adapt and create like a midway for the Earth and the humans where we can live in the orbit and stuff like that. So that's a really big meaning in my opinion. Of course, you would have known that if you saw the movie.
I was just about to say that if that's the meaning of the movie, I did not understand the fucking movie.
You did not understand the movie at all.
I thought the whole point of it was just to explore space travel. I don't know why.
No, and that there's many spoilers. There's a big like sub meaning, like the leitmotif, like the inner theme, which is love. Because in the beginning, when the main protagonist, Matthew McConaughey, and his daughter in the movie, no idea what her name is, when they like communicate. Mercy. What?
No, I think that's the name of not the actor, the character.
What?
Murphy.
Yeah. I'll just call them by actor name so I don't get them messed up. So McConaughey and his daughter are communicating through space, and they're like far away, and he's communicating back in time while still being on the planet and whilst being away. And like in the end, he rules out that the fourth dimension is love. Even though it's not true, it's like, you know, that's the meaning, like that's the inner meaning of the whole thing, of the whole communication of this little segment. It's like love has a bigger reach than 1D, 2D, and 3D space. You know, with love, you can reach back in time and communicate and stuff like that. And I think that's very beautiful, and they just portrayed it really well. Because in the beginning, you know, there's like this little Morse code tapping happening, and like McConaughey just tells the daughter it's just nothing, and then in the end he realizes that he has sent the Morse code. And it's like really nice, it's really nice connection. So like there's this light motif in it. I think that's just like really nice overall.
Well, I'm glad that I didn't understand the movie, because at least I somewhat enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really good. Plus the actors were good and the music was perfect. So I think it was just really good.
Okay. So last question. Which genre do you think is the most hated? Or which genre do you hate the most?
Romantic movies.
Horror.
Why are you scared?
Yes. I'll shit my pants at any jump scare. We were at that James Bond movie.
Oh yeah.
Right? I fucking jumped in the first 10 minutes because they blew up something.
Oh yeah, I remember.
I almost threw the popcorn.
So horror, romantic. Nick?
Probably romance as well. Yeah.
He says that and watches your lining.
Look, no, I mean typical Hollywood romantic films, which are literally copy paste of a different film. Just okay, add a little, like, you know, over the top romance. Nick,
but what about Bollywood romance?
That's top level. That's, you know, there's like Hollywood and then there's Bollywood. Oh my god.
Go on. Like Atlantic.
Bollywood romance. Yeah, well, those are all the questions.
Great, what about you, Aaron?
I don't know if it counts really as a genre.
Maybe well, like then a don't
sub-genre. But it's movies that are based on video games. They're usually very shit.
Name a few.
Okay, the most recent one, you know, the Dota series. I saw one. No, I don't have the context for that, maybe, but my dude, no.
No, I don't know. I literally have not seen it.
I've seen just like guessing the first 10 minutes.
I'm just guessing that it's trash. I don't even want to.
It is. I saw the first 10 minutes. No. Then what's the other? It was in like 2014. Yeah. Wait.
It was in 2014.
I need to find it. War something. There's like ogres and shit.
Yeah, World of Warcraft, right?
Yes, yes. That movie was also shit. And you know, maybe it's because I don't have the knowledge about the games, but when I tell you that just seeing the movie alone is not good for me.
Yeah, I'm sure that if they based the movie on Pokemon, you'd love it. Or they did, and you loved it.
Well, actually... The movies are not that good. The series was okay. The beginning.
Well, you're saying that the movies aren't good? First Pokemon movie wasn't good?
No. No, I'm saying that the newest Pokemon... Sorry, but like now there's like Pokemon Omega, Pokemon... It's like my pee-pee. Like, there's too much stuff.
Hey, where'd you find that?
Well, those are all the questions. Oh, wait, thank you for listening. Question. Oh, no. We said
wait,
fire.
Last question. I said last question. So, what are your feelings on horror movies?
If I pretend that I'm fine, I'm usually fine. No, if there's someone near you, you have to like act up and act like you're not scared. But if you're watching horror movies with like one other person, then you're free to, you know, get under a blanket and just hide there. I don't know why you would watch it alone. That's like,
yeah, I don't get it either. Like, why do people watch horror movies alone? Like,
I watch
what?
Horror movies alone.
Why?
Well,
what's wrong with you? What mental disability have you been gifted?
Because in my time in Vietnam and World War II and
what?
Arab.
No. Okay.
Did you say
before you said something insensitive? In World War II, in my time in Vietnam. anyways, Nick. Wait, before I say Aram, I legit we could be in a group of just like five people. I ain't seeing half of the horror movie. I'm having like a fucking pillow in front of my face.
A horror
movie
at Alishka's like gathering.
We did?
Yeah, I think we did.
What was it? See, I don't even remember because I didn't even fucking watch.
I have no idea, but I remember that were shit.
We watched Shrek.
Jump scares. Oh yeah. Wait.
Did we watch one?
Yes, we did. Nick
wasn't.
What's your opinion on horror movies? Nick. Well, Nick's gone.
Wait, I don't think we watched one, because if we did watch one, then I tell you for sure that I had a pill in front of me half the time.
I think
maybe you watched it before I arrived.
No, I was late at night.
Which the only thing we watched late at night was fucking Shrek, and I still have not forgiven you.
I guess my PTSD didn't.
Ivan, you cannot say in my time in Vietnam during World War II. Those are two very separate events.
No, bruh. During my time in Vietnam War and World War II the Persian War. The Persian. You know, there's so much PTSD in me. That it's like I'm addicted to being scared, and if I'm not scared, then I just like my eyes turn red and I kill many, many entities in my 20 meters radius. So I need to
there's wait, a fucking so ghost.
I need to
kill
the monster inside with horrors.
Wait, so no joke, you enjoy watching horror movies?
I do enjoy watching horror movies in the night alone. Not horror movies as in like a full-on movie, but I watch like the short, like 20 to 40 minutes, because I sort of don't want to spend my whole night watching the movies. But I like watching like shorter versions, because I like it. It's like, it's when you're supposed to watch it, you know, it adds the little schmutz to it, you know. It's you know, it's just like, it's it adds something to the experience, you know.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Nick.
Talk. Yeah. I will talk. Similar PTSD to Ivan, except the opposite. My cousin forced me to watch horror movies when I was smaller, and I think I've had my fair share for the entirety of my life. I do not harbor...
Your cousin is a menace.
Okay, so when are we watching a horror movie? Aaron and Nick.
Never.
Let's test out if you truly would not get jump scared there in a group.
No, if you close your eyes.
Okay.
Yep. That's it. Thank you for listening to our episode. As always.
Bye.
Bye.
As always. Don't say anything. Bye.
No, like, thank you for listening, as always.
Of course.